edition of America Tonight. Coming up in the next couple of days, a lot of people will be talking about, particularly this day, people will be talking about what happened 11 years ago. Yes, unfortunately, our world changed dramatically. For some, it was terribly altered. For others, it was altered, but not quite the same as the loss of a father, a son, a daughter, a friend, a cousin, a co-worker. Just stories abound when almost 3,000 people lost their lives. But the question now remains, where are we as far as how much better off are we in protecting ourselves, in knowing what to look for, in preventing the unthinkable again? A year after the attacks on September 11th, and 2 years after, and 3 years after, people would talk about, when's the next one? When you did talk radio, it was always about that. Oh, geez. You know, I noticed a lot of dogs today on the subway, a lot of cops, a lot of concerns, a lot of red flags, I think, going off. Did you hear what the FBI, this would be among people who had a few connections with the FBI, did you hear what the FBI chatter was over some of the threats that are out there, how many and how many seem like they have a realistic possibility? And that was definitely the conversation. Have we gone soft? Have we just kind of put it out of our brains? Because who wants to live in fear? Certainly, we don't want to live in fear. But at the same time, are we more vigilant or less vigilant at the possibility of somebody else trying to attack, whether they're connected to Al-Qaeda, loosely a Taliban group, or any other terrorists for that matter? Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta talked about being very, very committed to the U.S., and Al-Qaeda is still absolutely a threat.
That kind of commitment, that kind of dedication, that kind of courage is what makes this country strong. And we had damn well better remember that every day. I am particularly thankful to them because on that fateful day, I was at the U.S. Capitol. Al-Qaeda terrorism still remains a threat. And it's for that reason that we are continuing to pursue them in Yemen and in Somalia and in North Africa and elsewhere.
And he's absolutely right. All the areas he mentioned, part of what our terrorism expert here in America Tonight always talks about, Yemen and some of the other areas that have been threats for a very long time. Pakistan would absolutely be on the list for that border area, which is so hairy between Afghanistan and Pakistan. But we'll talk with Jeff Atticott coming up on our next show. We'll also talk with an eyewitness who was right there as everything happened. That moment when you realize, wow, that plane just flew into that building. What possibly could have been going on? What possibly could have happened? Being in New York, I can tell you what we thought weeks later, days later, all that kind of stuff, is that initially what we thought, and then what unfolded hours later and days later and all that stuff. When it very first happened, the thought is, oh, a plane. Wow, how did a plane get so close to the trades? How did a plane end up in the building? And quickly, as all of you know, that turned around once the second plane seemingly came out of nowhere. And I always say this. People ask, what's the craziest thing that you saw, the saddest thing that you saw from 9/11, what happened after 9/11? And to me, I think the thing that reminded me of the loss of so many people is the fact that a lot of people commute into New York City from New Jersey, from Connecticut, from Pennsylvania, from Long Island, from all kinds of places. So you had train stations, especially where there were definitely a lot of commuters, like in Connecticut. You had train stations where there were cars that sat there and they knew. They started to mark the cars because they knew that the people couldn't find them, or people started to come and get the cars, their spouse's car, but there were just cars and cars and cars that didn't move because somebody had gotten killed that owned that car that was sitting in the parking lot to drive them home in one of the other states or over the bridge in New Jersey or whatever it might be. And forever, no matter what we do, besides the hole in so many of our hearts, is the hole in the skyline that has been changed forever, which now has the stone, the memorial stone there in place. But in Connecticut, like so many of those states that I just mentioned, they do what I think is very cool. They do an annual service at the Sherwood Island State Park in Westport, and they have 153 names that are on a memorial, the state's memorial, and each one is read out loud. They get there, the families, friends, all that. They get there, and then they read all of the names. How cool is that, that they do that every year? And they said they're going to continue to do that on into the future because it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget the, not to not honor them, but it's easy to forget. And the one thing, just like the sticker said right afterwards, we must not forget. We must not forget for a couple of reasons. One, protection-wise, and where are we headed in the future, and what is it we're willing to trade off maybe in exchange for safety and what we aren't willing to trade off, and also remembering the victims, what the victims' families ultimately, if you can imagine that, would have gone through, and doing something, whether it's putting up a flag or doing something to honor the people that were lost, to say, yep, I remember, this is the flag, this is the most significant day of the year for the flag for me. What do you think? How do you remember 9/11? And do you think we are safer now than we were on that day? I mean, the answer is simple. Well, of course, because of what happened with the planes. But how much safer are we since the fateful day? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to talk about a couple of other things here on this hour, anyway, of America Tonight, including all the push for the Chevy Volt. You are going to be stunned when you hear how much GM has had to eat as a result of the Volt. And we're talking about every single one of them. We're not talking about overall. We're talking about every single one. I got that number coming up on the flip side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Suspense. You know, we talk about General Motors, and you hear people from the Democratic Convention that there was mention of this. Well, General Motors, you know, everybody owns a piece of General Motors. Look at what's happened with General Motors and, you know, government motors. So General Motors, which doesn't have anything to do with that, actually, but General Motors, it gets reported that the Chevy Volt sells for, you know, about $40,000 or so, let's say. And to produce it, it costs $89,000. That seems like a little lopsided economics to me. So there's a consulting firm, Monroe and Associates, and they're the ones who have these figures. They estimate that each one of the hybrid vehicles is costing, you know, almost $90,000 to produce. So the sticker price is $40,000. So you do the math. $49,000 lost on these Volts. Are you kidding me? Is that not the biggest boo of the week? Well, it is. Look, it is. Don't blame me. I'm just saying it's out there for everyone to chat amongst themselves about. The funny thing is my next door neighbor has a Chevy Volt and really prides herself on the whole Volt thing. I can't wait to walk across the street and tell her, do you know how much it costs to make that? She probably already knows, but wow. So you're getting a $90,000 car for $40,000. The people, are owners of General Motors. Who voted for this? And part of the problems, well, first of all, they're saying the estimate's wrong. GM is denying it. But part of the problem is it's based on industry standards because they don't have any specific inside information about the Volt program in general. But the production cost, they know all that, the components to make it, they know all that. The platform, the internal combustion engine, they know all that. And that's where we're at? Are you kidding me? Reuters was the one who actually pumped the numbers out there. GM is not happy about it. But you know what? If they knew, if they really said it was just completely fabrication, they'd go after them. So GM has to increase their sales volume in order to get back $1.2 billion in order to get back its $1.2 billion invested in the Bolt. In the vault. Easy to say. So, I'm just thinking for all those people driving the Chevy Volt around, sales have been well short of the target of 45,000 units a year, but recently that number has climbed, and it has surged ahead of the Prius, the Toyota Prius. But GM announced that it's suspending Volt production for a month, starting on September 17th, because they've got to bring supply closer to demand. Oh, imagine that. Why wouldn't people want the plug-in cars? I mean, it sounds good to me, but try to find a station, and really, you're going to plug it into your house? I see lots of problems with that. They need to perfect some of this. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rickster.
Hello. What do you think of those speeches at the Democrat convention?
If I was going on who I just thought was the best, of course, Clinton and Biden gave a good speech.
How about that governor who took over for Romney, Massachusetts? I think he's done a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job, too. I agree. I think also the mayor of San Antonio did a great job.
Oh, Castro?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think Castro did a good job, too.
Yeah, they're grooming him to be the next Democrat, you know, superstar or whatever.
Yeah. He was very, I don't want to say plain spoken, but he just sounded passionate and, you know, had that believability factor. And of course, Clinton, no matter what anybody listening to me thinks of Clinton, you cannot deny that this guy knows how to work an audience. I mean, he does. Yeah. He's one of the best of all time.
Yeah, they went through his speech. Scratched all of it off, but he put it back in.
Yeah.
But there's another woman out in Hawaii. She's an up-and-coming Democrat. Another star, too.
Another person to watch. I think it would be interesting to watch the Republicans and the Democrats side by side on two separate, you know, flat screens and see and compare and contrast. The Republicans had some good speakers, too, but the Democrats really, I think, had some better speakers than the Republicans did.
I think Michelle.
Well, I think both first ladies did good, but I think she held her own, absolutely. Maybe surprised a few people.
Well, she had the women crying in the crowd. So.
Yeah. See, here's the key. They didn't talk. Nobody talked to a chair.
Yeah.
So already they're ahead of the game, Rick. Nobody talked to the chair.
Know.
You know? And I love Clint Eastwood. I do. I just...
I do, too.
I don't care what his politics are, even. I like him. I've seen so many of his movies that are fantastic. But the chair thing didn't work for me, although I saw a comedian, and maybe it was Bill Maher talking about it, and he said that he thought he killed because people reacted. And how can you fault the guy if he was getting reaction for the chair thing, whether we think it's didn't make sense or not, it doesn't matter because he got the appropriate, you know, the laughter, the responses from people, but it was very, very strange.
Weird, bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was bizarre whatever he was trying to do there. And other than him doing that, I don't know that anybody else had that kind of a twist like that. Nobody did, I mean, nobody had anything that I thought was bizarre in either party other than Eastwood.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, you know. A lot of people I've been listening to, kind of off the wall, bizarre stuff.
Yeah, it was way out there. Yeah, it was way out there. That would rank up as one of the all-time worst moments, I think, for him. Other than somebody like a comedian turning it around and saying, what are you talking about? Because he is a big name, and he did get the appropriate response from people. So maybe I'm looking at that wrong. Rick, keep two hands on the wheel with that Chevy Volt that you are driving. He heard me talk about the Volt. And I really do have a neighbor who drives it every single day. In fact, I think that's the only car that she has. And, how do they turn that around? Well, the answer is that's why they're stopping for a month. Because they have to figure out a way. And the Volt still is the highest-selling plug-in car in the United States. It's ahead by leaps and bounds of the Toyota Prius. But they got to play catch-up here. So that they can feed the pump as far as having more people that are interested in getting a Chevy Volt. See, they need those stations. It's like gas, like looking for gas. Yes, you can have it at your house, and you can plug it in. And isn't that the thing? That's why everybody likes it. But there'd be some comfort in having a station that you could just pull into, and it's one of those charging stations. And I have seen one. There's not one close to me, but there's one at least in the suburbs, not ridiculously out in the middle of nowhere. And this is the key thing, is if you run out of juice, it's not like playing chicken with the gas. What are you going to do? Hey, come get me. I'm looking for some electricity. Can you bring some electricity with you? And that would be nightmarish. Hey, if you want to throw in on any of the stuff that we're talking about here under the big tent called America Tonight, please do 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear. Coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, hey, if you're a sports fan, recapping a couple of games. Yeah, doubleheader in Monday Night Football. Also, how about the Brit winning the U.S. Open for his first Grand Slam title? Another famous Brit from Scotland was in the house when Andy Murray claimed the title. We'll talk about that in our little sports shorts segment. But before we get there, bravo to Rand Paul for continuing the threat to freeze money aid to Pakistan. It's ridiculous with all the nonsense and the backstabbing and the things that have happened with Pakistan that we continue to play patty cake with them. I understand about having the roads open and getting the supplies to the troops, but I say that Paul has to push his for a vote on his bill to freeze aid to Pakistan. After the, especially on the heels of the jailed Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track bin Laden down, especially after all of that. And, you know, they're saying pretty much, and we had somebody on the show telling us the same thing last week. It was somebody who served in Iraq and Afghanistan who is now part of Concerned Veterans, talked about Americans are the worst enemy of often the agencies like Pakistan's inner service intelligence. The jail doctor, Shakil Afridi, said that he was brutally tortured by them, and that the Pakistanis echoed what I just said, that the Americans are our worst enemies, worse than the Indians, and that the country's claims of cooperation with the U.S. were just a sham to extract billions in U.S. aid. See, and this is nothing we didn't know before. So smile and tell them what they want to hear. In the meantime, let's keep stabbing that knife in their back and get as much money that we can possibly get out of them and move on along our merry way. But we shouldn't be giving aid to any country that is not an ally. I mean, really, is Pakistan an ally or a necessity? It's the necessity. It's a necessity. So I hope that that bill pushes all the way through. I mean, am I optimistic about it? No, but I think it's great that he brought that legislation forward, and who knows, maybe enough people will see it and decide that that's absolutely the right course, the right way to go. Because I think I would cut it off, too. The amount of money that we give them, Hamid Karzai was not happy when there was conversation about it. So he kind of changed his tune on a few things. But I don't know if he would have, in other words. I'm going to say I don't think he would have. But did, ultimately, and that's what we care about on America Tonight. So politics, politics, and more politics, whether it's the politics of pressing to cut off the do-re-mi to Pakistan, or the politics of running a campaign, I have to applaud both candidates because they are suspending their campaign on September 11th, and that's smart to do that. Forget the campaigning in the middle of one of the worst days in our history, but to take it off and not be doing the arguing and the head cracking that they normally do, I think is excellent. Excellent. But not just that story isn't the only daily salute. In fact, we have a couple of them, including a woman who set up a cleaning service. She had a cleaning service, but set up a part of it as a nonprofit, and people from all over the country are hooking up with women who have cancer that need their house cleaned, and they go and do it. So anyway, that's a daily salute moment. But this is really a daily salute moment, too. How about a guy who owns a car dealership, right? Pretty powerful guy. Owns a car dealership and decides that, you know, here's the thing. I have these loyal employees. And one of them, of the 89 employees that got money in Ann Arbor, they were all given $1,000 for every year that they were there. Because this Michigan car dealership owner wants to, you know, thank everyone before he retires. So every year they're there, that's what he gets. And there is an employee who's been there almost 28 years. So how much will he get? $28,000. Been with the company 46 years. 46 years. I mean, he had to have tears running down his face. I think that's what they described it as. Because that's a little chunk of change right there. Little chunk of change. The 83-year-old who owned the company said he sold the dealership to another company and the employee retention was part of the deal. So because they were so loyal and they stayed for him, that's why he's turning over the bucks for that. That's a good story. That's a daily salute. Woohoo! Nobody says he has to pay people the money. Doesn't have to say, oh, okay, for every year you've been here, I'll give you XYZ, because he had to hand out some pretty big checks. And he didn't have to do that and leave that kind of impression, but the key thing here is he did it. He did it. He didn't just talk about it, give it lip service, wait to make sure there was a TV camera around then. He just flat out did it. So good for him. That's how you get on the daily salute list, by doing something like that. For sure. For sure. So we have the teachers strike for 25 years. They haven't had a strike. Now they're in the middle of this contract talks that failed. They were offered 16% in a raise. They rejected it. There's some problems with standardized tests, like in a lot of other areas, and that's a sticking point. That's a sticking point, too. So who is hurt by the teachers strike? And the answer is probably more Obama, if at all, than Mitt Romney. Probably that's the breakdown, and it makes sense if you think of their affiliation. Because coming out of the Republican convention, there were a lot of speeches that people talked about, too, as the best ones of the night, or the nights, the days, strung together, and the worst ones. Boy, if you get up there and something happens with a teleprompter, or you're an ad-libber, a winger, and you get up there and you go blank, can you imagine how brutal that would be? Ugh. In front of swelling crowds. I worried for Candy. I worried for Condi Rice, but she was actually really solid. Very, very solid in her presentation. And it evoked some pretty big feelings from people. But nobody did it better than like Chris Christie. He was up there. And the Democrats had their speakers, too. Now they have to speak for themselves. That's why they're taking the one day off, but they're on the campaign trail, talking to people and trying to really go after those swing states, because that is where all the action is. Flip an Ohio, flip a Florida, flip a bunch of the other ones, Wisconsin, other ones in between, and that will make a big difference in who wins enough of the electoral votes. I know I'm saying this again, like the horses in the studio are starting to run round and round again, but in case you didn't hear it, I mean, that's how we elect people, and we know it. It's not the popular vote, it's the electoral vote. So that is significant, whatever that number is. It's actually like an intricate puzzle in trying to figure out the steps. It's like, that's what it is. For sure. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. At some point in your day, will you think about 9/11? Will you think about the planes? Will you think about the people left behind at all? And is it not necessarily down on your knees, but maybe planting a flag? I'd love to see neighborhoods covered in flags. Number one, you can always find a flag that doesn't cost you very much. And number two, there's something about the symmetry of that and the symbols of the people who were killed. And I think the symbol is the flags up and down, you know, houses, whether it's attached to the house or outside or whatever. To me, there's no bigger gesture, I think, than that. Huge. And there are many people that have done that that don't lay claim to half of what's gone on there and what they should take credit for. How about this? How about Obama calling Romney weak in foreign policy, as if he wasn't charged with the same thing when he first, how quickly they forget, when he first came on the scene in Washington. And so, you know, here we have the reversal there, but similar. If you're following me, you get it. All right, stick with us here on America Tonight. We're talking sports next on the show.
We Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Shorts here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Woohoo! How you doing, America? Are you awake? Are you alive and thriving? It's just the beginning of the week. Trust me, we will get there together. We will. We're beyond the dog day, so we can't blame it on that anymore. I'll tell you what, Andy Murray had to be dog tired after winning the U.S. Open, but what a spectacular win for Murray. His first Grand Slam, had a good summer, was in the final of Wimbledon, lost to Roger Federer, came back, won a gold medal for England, and now he wins our U.S. Open, and the crowd was really cheering for him. Although they wanted five sets, they got their five sets. Here's what Murray said afterwards.
I don't know. I mean, it was incredibly tricky conditions. And after the third and fourth sets, it was tough mentally for me. Novak is so strong. He fights until the end in every single match. And I don't know how I managed to come through in the end. It was, I guess, close to 5 hours. I've had some really long, tough matches with him in the past, and just managed to get through. Not just him, but everyone else has been there they've been there from the start. So thank you very much.
All right, so five sets, like I said, Novak is such a fighter. He knows how to dig it out. So it was a thriller, just a thrilling finish. It had been 76 years since a Brit won a Grand Slam singles championship. So in the crowd, I alluded to this. Sean Connery was there, very excited to see a fellow Scotsman win this. Novak Djokovic, I think, was very gracious about losing this one. Here's what he said.
Well, it wasn't to be, but I want to congratulate Andy for his first Grand Slam. He absolutely deserves it. You know, I gave it all, and it was another tremendous match to be a part of. Finals of a Grand Slam, and thank you all for staying so late and up to the last moment. It was definitely enjoyable.
He knew this was going to be a great match when the first set tiebreaker was 22 points. That's a tourney mark, and they had just incredible points that lasted 20, 30, and at one point 55 strokes. That's amazing. Great serving. All kinds of, it was amazing. All kinds of great athletic ability, I think, from both of these players. Matt, you were watching this because you and I talked earlier when it was going on, and I couldn't believe it. It was good. It was great stuff. I mean, if you're a sports fan, and even if you're not a great big tennis fan, I think everybody would have enjoyed watching what they did on the court.
Yeah, I had it on kind of in the background at first as I was doing some other things, gathering sound and clips, and then it started, when that tiebreak was happening, it started getting more intriguing to me, to the point where this match just kept going on and on and on, and I literally forgot that Monday Night Football was starting earlier tonight, and so I missed almost the entire first quarter of football, which is completely unheard of for me. So that's how incredible this tennis actually was.
Yeah, it was. As I said, the 55 back and forth rallying. You know, you pass by public courts, you see a bunch of hackers, guys hitting the ball, and one, two times over the net, three times maybe. Think of 55 times of just blasting the ball 55 times. And that is absolutely amazing to see that.
They had so many points that were, you know, 30 shot point rallies. Like, it was just, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I got sucked into it as well. I was actually going back and forth with someone about things that had happened in New York during 9/11 and was doing some other things for the show and had that on the background just like Matt did. And started to watch it after I saw some of those points, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a great match, and it really was just a terrific match. This week in NFL action, it's, you know, the first week is always odd. Some of you might be involved in fantasy football, and, you know, people, you know, the fates and fortunes of fantasy football turn on a dime. One week of a bad week doesn't necessarily mean anything, and one fantastic week doesn't mean anything. So you got the double header, like Matt said, he completely forgot about Monday Night Football, and it was kind of like that because the one game was just so early, and with two games going on, you know, Baltimore blows out Cincinnati, the final score, you don't even have to know all the details. Joe Flacco just killed the Bengals. It was a blowout, 44-13. Now, the second game was a little bit different. The Chargers won. They beat Oakland. You know, you could have really, at one point, flipped a coin on that. The final score there was the Chargers 22, Oakland 14. And the week was kind of like that. It was a weird first week. You had either really close games or a couple of well, actually a handful of blowouts. But it's week one. You have replacement referees, which I didn't hear actually a lot of complaining about that. But the first time out of the gate, even with all the practices and preseason and everything else, it's always, I think it's a little shaky in the beginning. And then by the third week, you are either settled in or you're not. And if you're not settled in, then it's a long, 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 long season, you know, without a doubt. So you have Carson Palmer, who threw for almost 300 yards for Oakland, and they did not pull it out, though. In fact, a lot of the Oakland players really had the better stats than the San Diego players, but they hung in there and they made a couple of key plays when they had to. So the Chargers, at first, watching this, the Chargers looked to me like they weren't going to, you know, this might had the makings of something much bigger, but it turned out to be a decent game for the Chargers, and Phillip Rivers is happy because he wants that pressure on his back. He wants to be able to make something happen for, you know, San Diego. And the Raiders are in a whole new era right now, and the Chargers are trying to pull together what they have to make it work on all cylinders, because now they're starting to, the core guys are starting to hang around for a while, and the talk will continue always. When will we see something else? And, you know, the Raiders set a record in the NFL. I was reading the story before the game with 163 penalties last season. I forgot that. I knew they had a lot, but, and they had a 6 for 35 yards. So this is a problem they don't want to see continue into this season. It's a good time again to remind everybody on Friday, don't forget, in our third hour, Nail the Score. This is how it works. The computer randomly picks a game of the week. You call in and let us know what you think, who you think is going to win the game, and what the final score is going to be. And you don't have to analyze it. You just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. It's really that simple. Like if Philadelphia had been the game of the week, Philly beat Cleveland 17-16. Maybe Indy and Chicago was more your brand. I know there's a lot of Chicago fans out there. Chicago doubles up on Indiana 41-21. So if you had called in and said Chicago 41-21, then you would be a winner. Just like Dave in Vermont, because Dave in Vermont was the winner. He called in. The very first game was the chosen game, and he picked the Cowboys to beat the Giants 24-17, and guess what they did? So he's our first winner out of the gate. You could be our second. Mark it down, third hour, Thursday into Friday, because, of course, it would be Friday morning.
USA! USA! USA!
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.